It's Pittsburgh Symphony Radio with music in a northern light. I must admit, I struggle with the taste of lutefisk, a favorite delicacy of Garrison Keillor, but I'd love to join you for a selection of those little open-faced sandwiches, the smørrebrød. I'm Jim Cunningham. This concert concludes with something tasty, Jean Sibelius Symphony No. 5, conducted by Frenchman Jean-Pascal Tortelier.
He has such extraordinary musical ideas. They are so personal. And, you know, he has figures. That's a good word for it. He invents some musical ideas. Those figures, they stay in our mind, in our memory. They leave a print in ourselves. It's very personal and individual. And of course, in the Fifth Symphony, he will go on in the first part of the symphony, going through musical development which are so mysterious and chromatical. There is a modernity there. So it is not modernity in the sense of Schoenberg, Webern, you know, the Viennese school, or any avant-garde a la Boulez or anything like that. It is a modernity which is his. And I think that is the signature of a great composer.
The Fifth Symphony has a remarkable finale. I asked Jean-Pascal Tortelier how he goes about putting the period at the end of the sentence.
It is something that occurs just on the spot. It occurs at that moment, and there is, you know what, there is so much tension that has built up through the coda before, through the build-up with the trumpet leading the way. The trumpets are leading the melody. There is a harmonic progression which is to die for. It's just so overwhelming. Then the chords come abrupt. As I say, you know, it's all in the way you hold the silence, but then it resolves on, as I say, tim, pam, in a sort of definite way. After, you know, six chords where the music is suspended in the most dramatic way, it has to resolve, and it does resolve in a spectacular way.
Wait for it. The end of the Fifth Symphony, its final pages, occur following 31 minutes of glorious music. Here is Jean-Pascal Tortelier to conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra in the Symphony No. 5 by Jean Sibelius.
Thank you.
The Symphony No. 5 by Jean Sibelius, his E flat major symphony opus 82, played by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, with Jean-Pascal Tortelier conducting. Sibelius was born in Finland in 1865. He lived until 1957. The music you just heard was heard for the first time on December 8, 1915, in Helsinki. The composer was the conductor of the Helsinki Philharmonic. Pittsburgh heard it first on February 10, 1937, at the Syria Mosque, with Antonio Motorelli conducting the Pittsburgh Symphony. Former Pittsburgh Symphony music director Lauren Mazel recorded all the Sibelius symphonies for Sony Classical. Our guest conductor Jean-Pascal Tortelier was born in Paris. He is the son of cellist Paul Tortelier. Maestro Jean-Pascal Tortelier began playing piano and violin at age 4. At 14, he was the first prize winner in the violin competition of the Paris Conservatory. Jean-Pascal Tortelier was principal conductor of the Ulster Orchestra from 1989 to 1992 and served as principal of the BBC Philharmonic in Manchester from 92 to 2003. This concert marks his 10th year as a guest of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. He has served as principal guest from the years 2005 to 2008. Jean-Pascal Tortelier will next serve as principal conductor of the Iceland Symphony Orchestra. Jean-Pascal Tortelier has made numerous recordings for the Chandos label. His latest features Jean-Eflamme Babouzet in Stravinsky.
We joined forces with the São Paulo Orchestra to record piano music by Stravinsky and orchestra, which include Mouvement, which is a very modern piece he wrote later in his life, the Capriccio, the Concerto with woodwinds, and guess what? Petrushka, with Jean-Eflamme Bavouzy playing the piano part of Petrushka. And I am very excited about that. I hope we got something really, really good in the can. So if anyone is interested, it should be released pretty soon on Chandos. Jean-Eflamme is absolutely brilliant at this music. He has a mix of, intellect and instinct, which is quite brilliant. So, the two together, I think we make a good pair. We should appear here one day. Let's hope that Jean-Eflamme Bavouzet and I, we can, spend a week here in Pittsburgh. That would be fun.
Every performance with the Pittsburgh Symphony is a moment of music history. On October 1st, 2015, the Pittsburgh Symphony became the first orchestra to play a complete piece on the field of an NFL game, when the orchestra traveled less than a mile across the Allegheny River from Heinz Hall to Heinz Field to play composer Jeff Tyzik's composition, Whitewater. Jeff Tyzik is the principal pops conductor of the Rochester Philharmonic, a position he's held since 1994. He's also the pops conductor of the Vancouver and Winnipeg Symphony Orchestras. The heroic mood of Whitewater served as a tribute to former Pittsburgh Steeler Jerome Bettis, who in the summer of 2015 was inducted into Canton, Ohio's Pro Football Hall of Fame. I talked to conductor Jeff Tyzik about his football experience.
We had a blast. The orchestra was so excited to do this. We've been working on it for a couple of weeks with a little pre-record. We actually practiced going on the field, not rehearsed, because you rehearse in a concert hall. When you're on a football field, you practice. So we had to go out, practice, getting on and off the field, because we had 2 minutes to get out there and get set up. So for us, it was a great thrill. And especially the first half went really well. So, we're in the tunnel, and everybody's, got their oboes up in the air every time there's a score, going crazy. And it was exciting to be out there and be part of the celebration, to have all those fans see the Pittsburgh Symphony front and center, and to be standing behind Jerome Bettis as he got that wonderful award, and to play some great music and be part of that celebration. So it was a thrill for us, and for me personally as well.
Pittsburgh Symphony Pops guest conductor Jeff Tyzik. The Pittsburgh Symphony appeared several times during the course of the game with the Steelers' rivals, the Baltimore Ravens, including when they played the national anthem, accompanying Tony DeSere, who has recorded 3 jazz CDs and appeared on Prairie Home Companion.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Tony DeSere.
Tony DeSere singing the Star-Spangled Banner at Heinz Field in Pittsburgh. He was accompanied by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Jeff Tyzik.
Well, normally this arrangement I did of the Star-Spangled Banner was sort of a loving arrangement as opposed to the, you know, the bombastic one that which is beautiful. I like it, but I wanted to do a more reflective version, and it's a lot slower. But Steeler said it's got to be 90 seconds. I'm like, okay, have to cut some things out and make it faster and all that. But whatever, you know, it worked. Yeah.
On the field at Heinz Field, the Pittsburgh Symphony members were waving terrible towels to ward off bad karma from Baltimore. They were all standing while playing, with the exception of the cellos, and they appeared in formal concert dress. During halftime, the orchestra had 90 seconds to assemble on the 30-yard line next to the podium, where former Steelers coach Bill Cowher, David Baker, the president and CEO of the Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio, and Mr. Bettis, the honoree, were gathered. Here is Jeff Tyzik to conduct his own Whitewater with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Pittsburgh Symphony guest conductor Jeff Tyzik leading his own Whitewater at Heinz Field. You're on the 30-yard line with 65,000 fans of the Pittsburgh Steelers at Heinz Field, where Jerome Bettis is about to be honored for his contributions to the football world with the president of the Pro Football Hall of Fame and coach Bill Cowher.
Please turn your attention to the field and welcome David Baker, executive director of the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Every Hall of Famer receives 3 icons: a bronze bust that'll last 40,000 years in Canton, Ohio, a gold jacket that only Hall of Famers wear, and a Hall of Fame ring of excellence. Tonight, the Steelers ride the bus from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania to Canton, Ohio. It is my privilege to call on your fellow coach, the great Bill Cowher, to present this ring of excellence to you.
I would like to say to Steeler Nation, thank you for 15 amazing years. It was one hell of a ride, and I will say to Jerome, what I know it's in the hearts of all of you. JB, thank you for the memories.
I just first want to thank my family for going on the long bus ride with me all the way to Canton, Ohio. And if you got a chance to see my speech, I got an opportunity to thank everyone except two people. The first person is standing to my right. Coach Cowher, I want to say thank you and look forward to seeing you in Canton, Ohio. The second person I want to thank is you, the fans of Pittsburgh. You didn't get a chance to come and see me and Ken. And I want to personally thank you for everything that you've done for me and my family. So again, thank you.
Pittsburgh Steelers great Jerome Bettis thanking the Pittsburgh Steelers fans after the presentation of his Hall of Fame ring from the Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. It was halftime at Heinz Field with the Pittsburgh Symphony providing the music and becoming the first full American orchestra to play at halftime. They were honoring Jerome Bettis, retired Pittsburgh Steeler member who became the bus during his college football days at Notre Dame when the student newspaper coined the term, recognizing Mr. Bettis' ability to carry fellow players on his back. Steelers announcer Myron Cope picked up the nickname and it stuck. He retired in 2006 after the Pittsburgh Steelers won Super Bowl 40 in Jerome Bettis' native Detroit. The Jerome Bettis Bus Stops Here Foundation and other agencies sponsor the Jerome Bettis Asthma and Sports Camp annually for children with asthma. Bettis has delivered over 1,000 pairs of cleats to children in the Detroit school system. He is a beloved community figure known for his broad smile and civic generosity. The Baltimore Ravens were not generous to the Steelers. The Steelers lost with a missed field goal by Jeff Scobie, who played his last game in Pittsburgh that Thursday evening, October 1, 2015. The Pittsburgh Symphony had a winning night with two front-page articles, Above the Fold in the Pittsburgh Tribune Review and the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and thousands of hits on social media. They were also seen for just a moment on the CBS national broadcast of the game. You can find two videos of the event on Steelers.com at the TribLive website, and there are links from the Pittsburgh Symphony Radio website. This Pittsburgh Symphony Radio broadcast began with Jan-Pascal Tortelier conducting music from Peer Gynt by Edvard Grieg. We heard the Carl Nielsen Flute Concerto with the principal flute of the Pittsburgh Symphony, Lorna McGee, and the Sibelius Symphony No. 5. I'm Jim Cunningham. I hope you'll return next week for a concert by the Pittsburgh Symphony. Remember, there are only two orchestras in the world with their own internet audio service 24 hours a day. You'll find Pittsburgh on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel at WQED.org. Listen. You can listen online or with iTunes from your computer or smartphone. The entire season can be found as streaming audio on demand. Don't forget to write for your free program guide. I'm sending one to Hawaii, where Hawaii Public Radio carries the Pittsburgh Symphony radio broadcasts, and another to Buffalo, where you'll hear the Pittsburgh Symphony on WNED-FM. Along with the program guide, you'll receive the Pittsburgh Symphony paper binoculars. They're terrific for bird watchers or concert goers. They're free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. Include your name and address. Let me know what station you're listening to. The address again, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15213. You can visit our website at psoradio.org or send email directly to pso@wqed.org. Brian Savar is the digital production engineer for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Heinz Hall recording engineer, Harold F. Chambers III. Special thanks to Diane Holder, the president and CEO of UPMC Health Plan, and Gina Ferdehert, director of public relations for UPMC Health Plan. They helped us record Whitewater by Jeff Tysick with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra in the honoring of Jerome Bettis. Our program is made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who underwrite in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and from the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony.
PRI, Public Radio International.